All right, it's so fun. I'm so excited to be here today. I want to thank Pastor Kenny. I want to thank the ministry team for this opportunity. Please, you may be seated. Thank you guys so much. All right, so before we begin, I just want us to say a short prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for the privilege to look at your word. Pray, Lord, that you would help us in the name of Jesus. You would speak through me in the name of Jesus. Let my flesh have no avenue to speak in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for it's in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. All right, so I think most of the activity that we did here was actually part of the things that I wanted to share, like one of the things I wanted to share, which is having godly friends, having friends that you can call when the kasala is plenty, when they're already choking, when it's choking, in all honesty. Do you get what I'm saying? I have friends, but that's going ahead of myself. All right, praise the Lord. So today's topic, I mean, you can give it any name you want, but the name that I got when I don't know who gave me the name, but the name that I got when I was looking for the word was strength to fight back or rise up. So that's today's topic. So firstly, I want us to, can someone quickly open Google and just check the meaning of solitude on the internet? Please, very quickly. I'm trying to run because I want us to pray. Solitude. Yes, awesome. Amazing. The state or situation of being alone. So I think the first thing I want to say is that one of the major tools of the enemy, or one of the major tools that the devil uses to attack the church is solitude. Let me give an example. If I want to fight, if I want to fight Kingsley, for example, and then every time I want to fight Kingsley, Kingsley is always around people that are bigger than me or my size, I will most definitely, like me being in my right state of mind, I'm not going to fight Kingsley when he's with those guys. What do I do? Two things. I either wait for Kingsley to be alone, or I find a way to lure Kingsley out of that protection. And that's what solitude does to children of God. If you're a child of God and you're alone, you always want to be alone. You don't have anybody that you can call. Like, I just have my solitude. So, don't get me wrong. There are times when you have to be alone, meditate on the word and everything. But this kind of solitude that I'm talking about, this one I'm talking about is not meditation. This is you bringing yourself out of the covering of God. And then I'll either wait for Kingsley to come outside or I'll go and find a way to drag him out so I can beat him. Do you get what I'm saying? That's what the devil does to us as children of God. That's why it's not advisable to be alone. It's one of the major tools that the devil uses. So let's look at an example in the Bible. Let's go to 2 Samuel 11, verse 1. It's a very popular scripture. it's a very popular story. Please, 2 Samuel 11, verse 1. Okay, so it happened in the spring of the year at the time when kings go out to battle that David sent Joab. Okay. Now David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel, and they destroyed the people of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David remained at Jerusalem. So what's the major thing that we can see here? David remained at Jerusalem. So while his people were out at war, while they were fighting, he still remained at Jerusalem. He was alone, basically. Do you guys get what I'm saying? So it's possible to be alone or to be in solitude and have people around you. They don't used to write it on it. Well, there are some signs, but it's very possible for me, myself, to be very jovial and still be in solitude. That's when I'm going through stuff. I don't tell anybody. I want to push through life by myself. It's not advisable as a child of God. There are people that you should be your pastor, be it your HOD, be it a very close friend. There are people that you should be able to say, oh my boy, this thing is choking, you know. So solitude is not of God. Solitude is of the devil. So, brings me to my next point and the main thing that we're going to be looking at today, which is always have the strength to get back up. Rise up from whatever may be holding you back. Rise up from whatever may be holding you back. So let's look at even the whole, we don't even need to look at anything, the whole story of David's life and how he progresses shows us that David was a man that always had the heart posture of mercy. So I've let solitude. Now you guys should just follow me only by God's grace only, right? But we've let solitude. David was a man that his heart's posture was always about mercy. He always got back up, no matter what happened. When this happened, when he committed this sin against God, he did not say, "Oh Lord Jesus, oh, I've done it. There's nothing that can happen. Like, there's nothing, I've done it. Oh yeah, let me just continue doing it. Let me sleep with all the women in Israel." Do you get what? That was not his resolve. That was not what he said he was going to do. He had to start repenting. He had to ask for mercy from God. That, "Oh Lord, this is what I've done. This is what I've done. Please help me." He had that heart's posture of mercy. And when I was looking for this scripture, when I was looking for this teaching, I'm grateful because the way Pastor Kenneth is raising us up is that we should not come and preach on things that we've not experienced ourselves. Or in the bid to share revelation, we'll now come and say something that me, I've experienced this very well. I'm a product of it. Like, I can confidently tell you that I'm a product of it. Standing up, rising up when you might have fallen down. It's very important because if we wallow in and condemnation is not of God, it's of the devil. If we stay in condemnation, and we're going to look at people that stayed in condemnation and people that did equally the same thing, but they had the courage to ask for forgiveness. Condemnation is very powerful. Like condemnation, to condemn yourself and say, "Oh Lord, I'm not deserving." It can make you miss a lot of things. It can make you lose your devotion. It can make you lose conversations with God. It can make you lose your walk with God. There are a lot of things that condemnation can do. Which is why it's always advisable to have the strength to get back up. "Oh, I've done this thing. I did this thing." Get back up. That's the most important thing. So, I'm running out of time. I got to run. So let's look at the life of Peter and Judas. Both of them committed, I even feel like Judas's own was, there was something that Judas got from it, money. Peter denied Jesus for free. Like, if you actually think about it, forget that his life was in danger, blah, 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 it was for free. Do you get what I'm saying? But one of them understood that, "I've done this mistake. I've done this thing. I need forgiveness. I need repentance. I need to ask for forgiveness." Do you get what I'm saying? Peter could have stayed in a state of, I've done this thing. What should I do now? And then he would just go back, which he did, actually. He went back to, when Jesus was crucified, he went back to fishing. Do you get? But he could have stayed there and would not have known anything about Peter. But he had the strength to stand up and say, "Oh, I've done this thing. I denied Jesus." And it's true. I just remembered what he said. The cock has is he shouted at me, crowed? But you get what I'm saying? "I've denied Jesus. This is what I've done. Oh, Lord, forgive me." He asked for forgiveness. And then we're even in an era of mercy, actually. God is not raining down like the time of the prophets, like David's time. That's why David is such a phenomenal guy, actually. God is still worthy to be feared, though. Please don't get me wrong. But in those times, you can see like evident signs that, like, he parted the Red Sea, he did a lot of things. I'm not telling you, if I sin against this guy, I'll be this heavenly, if I sin against God, that nothing is going to happen. Do you get what I'm saying? But now we're in an era of grace, so we might tend to overlook these things sometimes. So instead of having that heart posture of mercy, we'll just say, "Oh my, don't do it. On to the next." Or we'll just, the devil just bring condemnation, and we'll dwell in that condemnation. But Peter did not do that. Immediately he realized his wrongs. He came back and he won souls. He did massive things for the kingdom. And that was what the devil was trying to avoid. That's why it's very powerful to have the courage and the strength to say, "Oh yeah, there was something that Tiger said when we were having the media meeting, the one media retreat." And she was like, even in the book of Job, the devil had the boldness that when they were counting the sons of God, the devil was present. So me, that I'm now an original son of God, why should I do something? Which is, please don't get me wrong, this message is not aiding anybody that is doing anything. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm just saying that you should always have that courage to rise back up. You should always have that courage to stand up. Judas did not have the courage to stand up. If Judas had done what he did, and then had asked for mercy, that, "Lord, I've done this thing, I apologize." I promise you that God was merciful in himself. He would have forgiven Judas. But one of them was so overcome with condemnation that he had to hang himself. That's, condemnation is very powerful. That's why it's the greatest tool of the devil. If you stay in it for too long, your soul will be tainted. If you stay in it for too long, you just see that, there's no use. Jesus, I can't even pray. If I want to speak in tongues, the old man. Do you get what I'm saying? It's very powerful. It's very dangerous. That's why it's not good to stay in it for too long. You've done something, stand up. He also reminds me of a message that Papi also said, stand up, get up. Don't dwell on it. Pastor Kenny has said many times, even if you kill somebody, we will carry you to police station, but still, come to church. Do you get what I'm saying? Come to church. Let your heart be cleansed. Let your mind be renewed. Because what condemnation does is that once you are condemned, your mind is automatically shut from God. But if I've done whatever I've done, I come into church, Pastor Kenny is preaching salvation, that Jesus loves you, Jesus can save you. Oh yeah, altar call, come to the front. And I come to the front. Are you telling me that I will not get salvation? I will. I will get a fresh baptism. Fresh one. Stand up. Don't let the devil deceive you. Stand up and take the fight to his gates. That was what he was trying to avoid when he was trying to get Peter to. Look at all the wonders that Peter did. Look at all the things that Peter did in the scripture. Look at it. If they were to write another Bible, would they say, Chinedu did this? Chinedu did not come for devotion. And Chinedu just did. Or Chinedu missed his devotion. And Chinedu asked for mercy. And then when he came back, he was 5 times better than he was when he left. And then he took the fight to the enemy's gates. Is that what they will say about you? Don't give up. Don't give up. Stand up and fight. Stand up and fight. Don't ever let the enemy have the last swing. Even if you are going down, have the last swing. Still do like this. Even if it's not, you are not aiming at anybody. Still do like that. That's when God will now help you. That's when the spirit will now. Do you get what I'm saying? Somebody cannot be dying in masturbation or pornography. And it's like, I've done it again. Lord, help me. And he's not doing anything to, he's not taking steps to be free. He's not staying away from it. He's not watching the things that he should. He's not staying away from the things that he should not watch. You will still go back. Like, and your fall might even be great. But even after you are falling that great fall, you can still stand up from there. That's what many people fail to understand. That's what many people fail to understand. God is a very forgiving father. He's a king. He's El Shaddai. He's the mighty man of valor. He's the ancient of days. But he's also a father. I can't judge God based on how my father is. I can't judge God based on my earthly father. I can't. The love is not, my father loves me, but the love is not on the same frequency at all. Stand up. God is always waiting to welcome you. Like, there's nothing that you can do that will shock God. That God will be like, this boy, I'm tired, though. Angel Gabriel, yeah? Help us and blow trumpets. We are done with the earth. No. There's absolutely nothing that you can do that will take you away from the love of God. There's absolutely nothing. I want us to quickly open Romans 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. I want us to read it together. 1, 2, 3, go. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. There is no condemnation. There is no condemnation in Jesus. But this also goes, this scripture is like a hand-in-hand thing. They not just say there's no condemnation in Jesus and you just sit down, no condemnation. Once saved, forever saved. That's not the message I'm preaching here, please. It says that who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. That is, when you've missed one day of devotion, you don't say, today we are no prayer, sweet too. I did not wake up by 2 a.m. to do rabbit and stuff. You pick up from tomorrow. Not even tomorrow. Like, you can't even pick up that same day. You can't pick up that same day. You have to get back up. Staying in condemnation aids sin.
Like, it helps sin to thrive. That's the manure that sin uses. Because at that point, you don't care about anything anymore. You are condemned. The devil is constantly coming to your ear to whisper things. You did it again. You see you raising holy hands. See you trying to pray. See you trying to ask for forgiveness. He's always going to be doing that. But if you stay there, I promise you are going to continue staying in that sin. But again, I said something that in the video that we had previously that I'll use myself. I have been coming to church for like this church for like a year and a half. I've been hearing the word of God consistently. Every Saturday, I really miss. But there's still a lot of craziness in my head. There's still a lot. I promise you, there's still plenty that God is a work in progress. We are all works in progress. That's what we need to understand. He has said it before that he cannot open his head and just pour all his experiences. Those are the victories. Those are the battles that he won, that he got victory from. And the sermon today, the message today helped us understand that we always have to fight the enemy. These are the things that we have to do to fight the enemy. These are the scars that we should be proud to show. That when we now have friends, when we have people that we are mentoring, in quotes, we can say, okay, these are the steps that I took to avoid this thing. Don't do this thing. Experience is not the best teacher in this sense. If you can stay away from it, please stay away from it. Please. But if you found yourself in that space, you found yourself that, oh, I keep falling short in this thing, what is the best thing that I can do? Speak to your pastors. This is the problem. So. Speak to your pastor before you even speak to any of your friends. I would advise that you don't even speak to any of your friends if the matter is very sensitive. Because your pastors have more experience than your friends. They've dealt with those situations more than your friends have. Another point is have sincere prayers. Always let your prayers be sincere. Always let your prayers be sincere. Pastor Laulu has said it before. When you are praying, one of the things that helps prayer is having a sincere heart while you are praying. You can't be going through something and you are saying, oh Lord, give me, I want the crowns of glory. Do you get what I'm saying? Say, oh Lord, I have done this today. I did not want to do this. I looked at this person in a certain way. I did not want to look at this person like this. Help my heart, Lord. Cleanse my heart. Most of us think that if we are vulnerable in the presence of God, that is we are reducing our steez. Let me use that. Most of us think that actually in weakness, that's where God thrives. Because he knows that we are human beings. Do you understand what I'm saying? We are all a work in progress, but the work has to keep going on. It's not just progress. The work has, you have to play your part. So in as much as the Holy Spirit is going to help you, you have to play your part. You have to abstain from the things that are making you do that repeated thing. You have to stay away. If you fall, call your friend. Can you pray with me? I've had instances where, if not for a bunch of friends that I made, I'll just call maybe Ife. I just like, if you please, let's pray. I beg. Please. Let's just pray. Just pray. Call your friends. There was an example that Sister Abike was giving in one Sunday school that I can never forget. She said that there was a time that something was happening. And she called Sister Adasa, one of her friends. And then they were just praying, speaking in tongues. And Sister Abike slept off on the call. But the prayer will still work. It will still work. That's the truth. Why? Because now you're in a safe space. You're not alone again. You're not in solitude anymore. You've run back to your covering. You've run back to people that you people are going through this thing. Do you get what I'm saying? You're not alone anymore. So the devil can't even come to plant those things. When he's planting, your friend is encouraging you and saying, no, you are who God says you are. You are not this thing. Your friend is constantly praying for you. This thing can't thrive in a place where you have covering. Have a covering is very important. It's very important. Having people that you can, I don't know how to overemphasize this thing, but it's very important. This thing that Pastor Kenneth did today is not just joko. Part of the reason why I'm also still in this place is because of the friendships I made. I've told you people now, the first time I came for Summer Academy, I can't lie to you, it's girl that carried me, well, not really girl, but they forced me to come down here.
Like my sister and my brother, it was serious argument. I'm not going. Even the first day, I went to one of my friend's house before I came here. I can't lie to you. But I came. Holy Spirit convicted me, yes, but there's only so much that before I know, if Holy Spirit convicted me and then I find my way back to my old friends, there's no way I would backslide. Do you get what I'm saying? But I started to make relationships. I started to, these people are my age mate, and see how they're praying. I was ashamed of myself. I was ashamed. See how he is leading prayer. Jesus. Do you get what I'm saying? Have a covering. Have people that you can always share your progress with. Christianity is a marathon. It's not something that is ending tomorrow. So if you start running with your full strength now, boom, and you're running alone with your water bottle, only you for provision for only yourself, you will fall. Why not find people that you can run together? Oh yeah, come, we're all trying to achieve this common goal. Let's run together. When my water is about to finish, you give me your own. I'll go and fetch fast. I'll come back. When your own is about to finish. Do you get what I'm saying? That's what it means when the Bible says iron sharpens iron. It's not just, Christianity is not a one-man race. That's why you need mentors, you need teachers, you need your pastor. You need friends. You need friends. Nobody is perfect. There was nobody that was, even Jesus was a human being. Most of us think that Jesus came in all his glory. That he just came, that it was when he was one. Pastor Ken even said it. Like it was angels that brought him down on like one chariot of fire. And then he was just performing miracles at age 2. No, he was a human being. No, he was a human. It was when he started his ministry. The first miracle that Jesus did was when he turned water to wine. That was the first one. You need people. Don't ever think that you can do anything alone. Why not gather a group of people that, okay, this is what I'm going through now. Let us build strength for this period of time. Let us incubate. Let's build strength for like 2 years. Let's fast for 50 days. Let's fast for 21 days. Let's pray by 12 a.m. So that before you know, we'll take the fight to the enemy. We're already being dispatched to, actually. In the outreaches, in most of the things that we're doing, we're already being dispatched. Condemnation is the last thing that should be your. In fact, I feel like you should even be more afraid of the people that can come for you when you start preaching the gospel. In terms of physical, you, Papi has said this now, that he fears physical things more than spiritual things. Let condemnation be the last thing that you should even be afraid of, or the last thing that should make you stay. The last thing that should take you away from the presence of God. Let it be the last. Let it be that somebody is threatening your life with gun, that if you pray in this house again, that's what you should be afraid of. Do you get what I'm saying? Condemnation should not be the thing that you should be afraid of. Let the devil be afraid of you. Be on the attack. Take a group of people. Be on the attack. Pray. Pray with your friends. Those of you that have gotten friends, please. This is my 2 cents on the matter. Follow up on your friends. And when they follow up on you, don't ghost them. See, you cannot. It's a two-way thing. Friendship is a two-way thing. In as much as you might want to force it, you can't be forced. So if they're always checking up on you, hi, how are you doing? Did you pray today? No. Why didn't you pray today? I did not feel it. Why didn't you feel it? It did not enter my body. You will not grow like that too. That's the truth. You will not grow like that. Am I saying that there are days that you might not be able to answer? And that's also part of not letting condemnation hold you down. If you cannot answer a message, maybe the next day, I'm sorry, I could not reply to this thing. Because before you know, if you miss one thing, that's how you can go, you will miss 50 days of prayers. It's a two-way thing. And who says that you can't even feed the people? Because Pastor Kenneth said they are your friends, does not mean that maybe they are now alpha and omega of the friendship. They can get your spiritual life safe, and before you know, two of you are the ones that are sharpening, iron is sharpening like that. It doesn't necessarily mean that, okay, because I'm somebody's friend, that all the old spiritual everything will be coming from me. There are also days that me, myself too, I would need support. But if you keep treating it as, this one is only other me, I cannot. It doesn't work like that. Have friends that are more spiritual than you, but at the same time, try to meet up to that spirituality. That's the only way that you can grow. Ask this person, what are you doing that is making you stay awake for this long, that you are not sleeping? How do you fast for 50 days? How do you fast for 21 days? How do you do it? I want to know. That's the only way to grow. Please, lastly, as I round up, don't let condemnation hold you down. Get up. Have the courage to get up. If you have missed 49 days in this fast, and it's only on the one that you're fasting, don't let it weigh you down. Don't let it weigh you down. Take that one day with your life. And please, I'm not saying that you miss 49 days of the fast. I'm just using an example. Don't let it weigh you down. Because from there, you can say, I've missed this 49 days like this. I'm not spiritual. I'm not this. I'm not that. Before you know, you're backsliding. You're doing Michael Jackson out of our church. No. It should not be like that. And secondly, follow up on your friends. Have godly friends. Have friends that you can be proud to put on display. I had to change most of my friends when I became born again. Even from, sometimes I'll just be on my phone. I'll just be looking at some mood messages. I'll just be like, blood of Jesus. Are you joking with me? Have friends that you can put on display that this is my friend. I'm proud to be this person's friend. Look at how this person is leading prayer. Look at how this person is preaching. Look at how this person is evangelizing. I want to be like that someday. It's good. It's good to have those desires. Oh, Lord, I want to be like Favor. I want to be like Favor. Oh, Lord, look at how Pastor Kenny is always composed. Look at how he carries himself. Look at it. I want to be like that. Composure, 100% composure. Maximum stiz. But those are very godly things to long for. It's very godly to long for those things. It's better than longing for Benz at 18. Why not long for fire at 13? One has eternal relevance than the other. Do you get what I'm saying? Follow up on your friends. Have friends. Make friends. Don't say the grace of our... When we say the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, meow, we have gone home. We will not see you again for another 4 weeks. Now be saying, where have you been? Where have you been? I've been... No, you understand. Don't be like that. You can't grow like that. You won't be able to grow like that. I want us to pray in the Holy Spirit for a minute, please. Lord, give us the strength to always rise back up. Give us the strength to always rise back up. Give us the strength to always rise back up, to take the fight to the enemy. Manda bakoshi brege de beko shige de belugu do brugu do uste. Arige de belugu do brugu do brugu do uste. Marogo do boko shige de brugu do uste. Give us strength to wrestle against condemnation. I will not be weighed down by condemnation. I will not be weighed down by my sins. I will not be weighed down by my flaws. Instead, I take them to your feet, Jesus. I lay them at your feet and I ask you for help. I ask you for help. My past does not define me. My past does not define me. I am only who you say I am. I am only who you call me to be. Pray, pray, pray. I don't remember who I used to be. I only remember who you call me. Condemnation has no place in my life. Condemnation has no place in my mind. Condemnation has no place on my spirit. Teach our hearts to always maintain a posture of mercy. Teach our hearts to always maintain a posture of mercy. Maragada baloste, merigada beko shibregudoste, meragada ba 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 ba, orogoda boko shigede belugudoste.
ghost meregede bekusi brugudoste maraba ba 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 marogodo boboste mekode bekusi gede brugoste merugudo boboste. We need your help, Lord Jesus. Send us your help, Lord Jesus. Send us your help, Lord Jesus. Makosi brugoste merogodo bokusi gede merugudo bokusi gede araba ba 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 baste. I live a life free of condemnation. I live a life free of condemnation. I live a life free of condemnation. In the name of Jesus, you have paid the price for me. I cannot be weighed down by condemnation. I cannot be weighed down by condemnation. Maregete bekosigede, elikete perugudu boste, mekada barogodo boboste, eregete bedebede, esigede brugoste, marogodoste, meligete beduruste, kete beruda, asegete perugudu boste, merogodo bekosigede beluste, merogodo boboste, merugudu boste, maragada balegede, esibrugudu brugudu boste, eregete bebebebebebe, rugudu budu budu boste, eligete.